What would you call the stuff we had, like the green beans and carrots? And
vegetables.
Mm-hmm. What, have you ever had something like grits, but it's thicker, it's bigger pieces?
Hominy.
What can you tell me about?
You go to the crib and you pick out a good ear of corn that looks like it's, you know, it hasn't been weevil eaten or anything, it's sound, and you shed it. And you take it and wash it thoroughly, and then you put it in a wash pot. You know what a wash pot is? It's a big iron pot that sets up on legs that you put on bricks. You build a fire in it. You put it in a wash pot and you add lye. Maybe 2 tablespoonfuls to a half pot full of corn, a peck of corn. And you boil it. And the corn expands. It gets to be much more than that. And you boil it for until it gets soft. Then you take it out and you rinse that lye off of it as much as you can. You rinse it through 5 or 6 waters trying to get all the lye off. And then you take it in your hands and rub it like this, trying to get the husk off of it. And when you have succeeded, you take it and drain it and bring it in the house. And then where you have cooked bacon, cooked side meat, or shoulder meat, or ham meat, you take some of that and put it in that frying pan and stir it around and get it good and hot and serve it like you do grits. It's delicious. Oh. You ought to try it sometime. Now you can buy the stuff out of a can, but the germ has been removed, and it's just not the same. It doesn't have the same taste anyway. And that you make at home has a yellowish tinge.
Yeah, well,
it's even though it's made out of white corn. I suppose that's the accent of the lie.
Yeah.
But that you buy is pearl white, but it's not. It's tasteless.
What the?
And you call that stuff lye hominy. You don't just say hominy.
A lye hominy?
Yeah.
What would you call alcohol that hasn't been bought in the store?
You call it white lightning, a white mule, a moonshine, or I believe that's about all I've ever heard called. White mule, white lightning, moonshine.
You ever contact with that or know about it when you were younger?
Oh, yes, you knew about it. You heard about it. Because I was young during the Prohibition era.
All right, say you're cooking on the stove. You were cooking on the stove. And you want a second opinion about what you were cooking. So you reach over and take a whiff of it, and you say, "Come here, Junior." And then hold
taste of this. See what you think of it.
Right.
What does it need?
If I didn't taste it, what could I do?
You smell it.
Okay. Tell me what. if you know that syrup that they get in the store, it's not real syrup. You know, for pancakes and
things.
What would you call the real McCoy?
Well, it's according to the kind of syrup you want. I'd call the real McCoy, if it was maple syrup, I'd call it maple syrup. If it were cane syrup, I'd call it cane syrup. Or molasses, I'd call it molasses. Or sorghum syrup, I'd say sorghum syrup. Now, we eat a syrup today that's made of a mixture of sugar syrup and cane syrup.
So if it's not imitation.